Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're digging deep, looking past the surface and unearthing something precious within all of us. That's right, a diamond in the rough, invest in your soul. Let's get into it. Think about a diamond. Before it sparkles in a jury's display, it's just a rough, ordinary-looking stone buried deep within the earth. It takes immense pressure, heat, and then careful cutting and polishing to reveal its brilliant beauty. In so many ways, we are just like that diamond in the rough. Life's pressures, its challenges can feel like the crushing weight of the earth. And sometimes we get so caught up in the external grind, chasing careers, seeking validation, managing daily demands, that we forget about the most valuable investment we could ever make, an investment in our soul. Oh, this episode isn't about ignoring external responsibilities. That's not what we're doing. It's about shifting our focus to the inner work, the cultivation of our true essence, so that our inner light can truly shine bright, just like that beautiful diamond. So we're going to get real. We're going to get raw about neglecting our inner selves and explore how to powerfully invest in your soul. We'll explore the signs that our soul might be craving attention, discuss incredible returns of this often overlooked investment, and share some practical and relevant ways to start digging for your own inner brilliance. We'll be honest about the time and effort it takes to polish that diamond, but also focus on just cultivating your profound peace, authenticity, and radiant joy that emerges when you truly prioritize your inner world. Put yourself first, show yourself that self-care, and most importantly, know your worth. You're a diamond, baby. Let's get into it. So how do you know if your soul account is running low? If that inner diamond is still buried under layers of unprocessed life, I wish it was just like our car, we're getting close to E and you're running low on gas. You have to be alert and understand your soul and how to read it. Have that level of emotional intelligence and self-awareness. And if you need a little assistance, I got you. We're here for you today. So let's get into it. Persistent fatigue beyond the physical. You're tired even after you rest. You still feel tired. There's a spiritual or emotional depletion that no amount of sleep seems to fix. Doesn't matter if you sleep 12 hours, 14 hours, you are still fatigued and you are still having that emotional emptiness. You feel drained. You feel depleted. Lack of joy or purpose. Things you once enjoyed, they feel flat. They don't impress you anymore. You're going through the motions, but the sparkle that you have, just like that diamond, it's gone. There's increased irritability or restlessness. You're irritated. Small things trigger big reactions. I mean, seriously, the list can go on, how you're triggered by all of those little things that wouldn't normally irritate you. You just feel triggered. You react to small things with big reactions, and you feel underlying unease, a constant itch in that you just can't seem to scratch. You're just going through the motions. You feel disconnected from yourself, disconnected from others, from a sense of meaning or something bigger that you're longing for. Everything that you do, it just doesn't impress you. You want something deeper. There is this constant busyness without fulfillment. Let's talk about that. Sometimes you're just moving in place. It seems like you're doing a lot, but really all you're doing is moving in place and you rarely feel deeply satisfied, and the external accomplishments, they don't translate into inner peace. Or here's a big one that we always talk about: seeking external validation more than ever. You're feeling a sense of desperation for applause, likes, or approvals by your inner, well, it's dry. So that's something that you want to focus on, how to increase that soul investment, the priceless rewards. That's where it's at. That's super imperative. The returns on your soul investment. So investing in your soul, it's not about quick gains on a stock market. It's about priceless, lifelong dividends. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Investing in your soul isn't about quick gains on a stock market. It's about priceless, lifelong dividends. And just having that authenticity and inner peace, you become more grounded in who you truly are, leading to a deeper sense of calm and self-acceptance and peace. That's where it's at. You have to invest in your soul and be in it for the long game. Be in it to win it, so that you can be calm, have that sense of peace and self-acceptance, resilience and strength. A well-nourished soul acts as an inner anchor, helping you weather all of life's storms and challenges with greater grace and a strong level of determination. You also gain clarity and purpose. When the inner noise settles, you gain clarity on your true desires, your values, and your unique path. You also have a deeper connection. These connections, when you're connected to yourself, you can form more genuine, meaningful relationships with others. So you have to go there. You have to invest in your emotional soul, invest in you, and be honest and authentic and genuine so that you can convey that in relationships as well. And understand sustainable joy. This isn't fleeting happiness. It's a deep-seated joy that comes from living in alignment with your authentic self. Radiate that presence. Just like a polished diamond, a well-invested soul radiates a quiet confidence and positive energy that others can feel as well. Be that light. Be that light that shines just as bright as a diamond. So if you're looking for ways how to just, you know, polish your inner sparkle, how to invest in your soul, I want to go over some practical and relevant strategies on how you can shine just as bright as that diamond. So how do we do it? How do we start digging for and polishing that diamond within? Cultivate stillness. Dedicate time, even just 5 to 10 minutes daily, for quiet reflections. This could be meditation, mindful breathing, prayer, or simply sitting in silence. This is where you can connect with your inner landscape. Engage in deep self-reflection, the unearthing. Journaling, that's also a very powerful tool. You know, just ask yourself, what truly brings me joy? What drains my energy? And what are my core values? What am I passionate about beyond external demands? Those are some really great concepts and things to explore and look into and have that conversation and journaling and just write it out. Prioritize self-care. This is the cleansing. This is how you polish that diamond. This goes beyond bubble baths. It's about truly listening to your body, your mind, and your spirit. It includes adequate sleep, nourishing foods, joyful movement, and setting the proper boundaries and allowing yourself to reset and focus on that self-care routine without guilt, and just making yourself a priority. Connect with nature. That's the element of polish. spend time outdoors. I love it. The city is so beautiful right now in New York. It's the best time. The weather is great. You know, whether that's walking in the park, Central Park, or sitting by a lake, or if you have hiking in your area, hiking a mountain trail, connecting with the natural world can be deeply soul restoring and grounding. I love a good walk in nature. And practice gratitude. That's the illumination of your diamond. Regularly acknowledging the blessings in your life, gratitude shifts your perspective, your mindset, and opening up your heart and reminding yourself of the abundance that you've already in possession of. And this illuminates your inner world. And seek meaning and purpose. That's where it's all at. That's the way you engage in activities that align with your deepest values or contribute to something larger than yourself. This could be through creative expression, volunteering, learning something new, pursuing a passion project that's near and dear to your heart, and also the final step, limit negative inputs. That's the protection. Be mindful of what you consume, whether that's news, social media, even conversations. Protect your inner space from negativity that dims your light. You are the guardian of your soul, and know that you are a beautiful diamond that need to be protected. So protect your space. You don't have to always be open and receptive to the news, to social media, in certain conversations. It's okay to remove yourself. And investing in your soul, it's not selfish. It's essential. Don't feel any guilt about it. It's the most profound act of self-love and the greatest gift you can give to the world. Because when your inner diamond sparkles, that light shines outward, illuminating everything and everyone around you. So always remember, invest in the human soul. That is one of my all-time favorite quotes by Mary McLeod Bethune. I used to quote this so much when I was a freshman in college. All my friends. So invest in the human soul. Who knows? It may be a diamond in the rough. That's Mary McLeod Bethune. And those words are so inspirational because we have to take the time to invest in ourselves, nurture our soul, make sure that you're good in the midst of taking care of all of your responsibilities and the ins and out. Polish that diamond, protect that diamond, and nurture your soul. You are definitely worth the investment. And who knows? You may be a diamond in the rough. Life has a way of burying our brilliance beneath layers of pain, pressure, and expectations. Like a diamond hidden deep within the earth, our true selves often lie unseen, covered by dirt of disappointment, rejection, and life's countless challenges. But just because something is buried doesn't mean it's lost. Just because you've been through the rough doesn't mean you're not a diamond. A diamond in the rough, invest in your soul. This podcast episode is an invitation to dig deep, not into the outer world, but actually into the core of who you are. It's about recognizing your worth, even when the world doesn't. It's about choosing to grow, to heal, and to rise, especially when no one is watching. So this is not about perfection. It's about process. It's about discovering that the most valuable investment you will ever make is the one you make in yourself. So that's what it's all about. Reconnecting with your soul, your truest essence, and learning how to polish your inner diamond through faith, reflections, journaling, purpose, and resilience. That's where the value is, the true value in yourself, not in the titles, achievements, or appearances, but the strength of your spirit and the depth of your growth. Your soul is the foundation. It holds your dreams, your identity, and most importantly, your peace. When you learn to invest in it, everything falls into place. When you start investing in yourself, everything begins to align. You stop settling and you start shining. You move from merely surviving to fully living because you are not forgotten, you are not broken, and you are not ordinary. You are a diamond in the rough, and now is the time to shine. Shine bright, just like a beautiful diamond. So it's all about self-worth, personal growth, healing, and spiritual alignment, and understanding the inner work of recognizing your value, even when life feels messy or uncertain, and teaches you, you know, how to make intentional investments in your soul. That's what we want to make sure you understand, how to invest in your soul and knowing that you are simply a diamond in the rough. Understand that life's trials, the pressure points, they're not end points. They're just stepping stones there for you to embrace them, embrace your story without shame or guilt, and letting go of external validation and dismantling the false identities and false narratives and false expectations. Don't believe the lies. Listen to your voice within. Reconnect with your inner voice and your spiritual compass, and understand how to differentiate the truth in the midst of the noise, how to drown that out, and dig deep, doing the soul work that counts, letting go of the pain, the wounds, the trauma, the fear, healing versus hiding. You have to heal. Forgiveness is a form of freedom, releasing that weight of resentment. Whatever resentment you have towards yourself or others, let it go. You'll feel 1,000 pounds lighter when you release that and forgive others. Forgiveness is not about them. It's about you. And your soul will feel relieved when you learn to forgive. Trust that transformation takes time, and always walk by faith, not by sight. Even when you can't see, shine bright by simply investing in your soul, your self-care, your habits that nurture your spirit, prayer, journaling, silence, reflection, and know that you have to protect your diamond as well. Protect your energy, your light, your peace, saying no without guilt and yes without fear. Purpose that polish you, discover your gifts, live with intention, not obligation, and understand that when you live as the diamond you are, you stay grounded in your worth. Even when life gets hard, you shine in spaces where you were once dead, and your soul is rich, choosing alignment over achievement and leading your life from within, becoming a beacon of light and hope and inspiring others, inspiring healing, hope, and wholeness. Know that the soul is a lifelong investment, and you are the treasure, you are the light. So keep shining bright, beautiful, and boldly, just like a diamond. And if you're listening in today with a heavy heart or burdens you're carrying, I just want you to know that everything will be okay. You are a diamond in the rough, and what's gonna come out, you on the other side, is such a beautiful thing. Just like that diamond that was buried, you too will come out on top and shine bright, better than before, and be polished and be present and live a life that's rich, a rich soul, living with intent, living with alignment and balance, leading your life from deep within. So whatever you're facing, it's gonna be okay. Face the wounds, the trauma, and fear. It will be all right. Trust that transformation takes time, just like that diamond. Walk by faith and not by sight, and believe and invest in yourself and invest in your soul. investing in yourself and your soul, it's not selfish. It's essential. It's the most profound act of self-love and the greatest gift you can give yourself. Because your inner diamond sparkles, that light shines outward, illuminating everything and everyone around you. So shine bright like a diamond. Radiate that inner light, peace, and harmony. What's one small, intentional investment you can make in your soul today? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on Real World Relevant. Remember, beneath every layer, there's a diamond waiting to be discovered. Invest in your soul and let your true brilliance radiate. Until next time, I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.